Welcome to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. Here's your host, Chris Grum.
And welcome aboard the beautiful Icon of the Seas. We are very privileged to have spent three nights on board this beautiful vessel. We actually get off the ship tomorrow. And by the time you hear this, we will have been off the ship probably for several weeks. But we like to record our podcasts in batches, and that way we can sit down and get a bunch of them done and not have to record every single week, kind of like what Jeopardy does or Wheel of Fortune. And so while we've been on board enjoying this beautiful ship, we put together a few of these for you. And one of them is pertinent to what we see on board this ship, staterooms. We get a question a lot of times. People will go on, they'll call us and they'll want to book a cruise. And they'll say, you know, I want a balcony stateroom, let's just say. And so we go and quote them a balcony stateroom. We get them a stateroom with a number. And we send them the invoice. And then they call us and they say, hey, Chris or Scott or Danielle, I was looking at the invoice. And when I go on, we'll just say, since I'm sitting on a Royal Caribbean ship, I go on the Royal Caribbean website. And the price is slightly lower. Why is that? Are you guys raising the price? Are you marking it up? Are you adding a fee? What's going on? The answer is no, we're not adding anything to it. What you're probably seeing is what's called a guarantee. And unless you specifically ask for one, we usually don't price that for you. And let me explain what it is and why some people like it and some people don't like it. So a guarantee is a term that we use in the cruise industry to explain a reservation where you don't get to choose the room. Now, for those of you that have ever tried to book a cruise yourself online, and by the way, you should always be booking them with us, but I understand that it happens from time to time, or you might go in and just decide to price it in the middle of the night so you get an idea of what you're going to get when you do book with us. You're going to sometimes see two options, and not every cruise line does this, and sometimes they'll do it on certain sailings and not on other ones, but you might see the option of option A is I get to choose my room location. Option B is I'll let the cruise line choose. And most of the time, when you let the cruise line choose, you will see a lower rate. Now, that lower rate might just be $10 or $15 a person lower, and it could be a significant amount of money lower depending on the situation. And sometimes they'll only let you pick in a certain category. So, for example, you might be able to do what's called an interior guarantee or a balcony guarantee. And on some sailings, they might only offer an ocean view guarantee. There's a lot of parameters that go into it. But a guarantee, no matter what category it is the same idea. And here's how it works. You pay what is typically a lower amount to allow the cruise line to select your room location. And sometime between when you book it and when you sail, they will assign a room to you. Now, it could happen moments after you pay your deposit. It could happen 24 hours later. And it could happen when you arrive at the pier to get on the ship. You might not know your room number until the day of embarkation. Now, it can vary wildly, and there's no formula for it, because we get that question all the time. I want to book a guarantee. When will I know my room number? And the answer is sometime between now and sailing, because there's no rhyme or reason to it, and it can happen at any time. But at some point along the way, you will get assigned a room. And by the term guarantee, what they mean is that you will be guaranteed to get at minimum what you paid for. So, for example, if you do an ocean view guarantee, you will not get an interior stateroom. They will not downgrade you. However, there is a possibility that they might upgrade you. So what the cruise line is essentially doing is they're placing a gamble. It's a little bit like overbooking a flight, except they know they have a room. What they're hoping is that we are going to be able to sell you that room at a little bit lower rate, and at some point along the way, we will have a room in that category for you that we can then assign to you. And if that happens, then we gave you a slight discount, and everything worked out the way we wanted it to. However, if for whatever reason we don't have any rooms in that category, we've got to give you a room somewhere, and that means you could move up to a better ocean view category. You might even move up to a balcony or a suite. Now, those situations are pretty rare. Most of the time with a guarantee, you will get what you paid for. You'll get whatever category ultimately you chose to begin with. But sometimes it does work in your favor. Now, there are a few things to consider about a guarantee. Number one is if you're sailing with a bunch of people and you want to be near them, a guarantee is probably not the way to go. And the reason for that is that if everybody in that group, let's just say you have eight rooms that are going and everybody books a guarantee, well, everybody will get that lower rate, but you could be in eight vastly different locations around the ship. Now, you might get lucky and some of the rooms or all of the rooms could be near each other. And we can do our best to work with the cruise line and ask them to put those guarantee rooms near each other. In some cases, they can actually do that. In other cases, they may not be able to. So that is, again, not guaranteed as part of the guarantee. We will do our best to get it for you, but we can't make you any promises. Another thing to think about with a guarantee is that there is a possibility, if you're in the Ocean View or higher categories, that you could be in a partially obstructed room. So, for example, you might have part of a lifeboat blocking your view above you, below you, or to one of your sides. It's also possible that you could have some other mechanical object. For example, on some ships, they have the window washers, the mechanical, it looks like a ladder and it moves across the ship, basically. That could be blocking part of your room because that's where they store it when you're sailing. There's many situations where something could be blocking you, and so that's a consideration as well. The third thing you want to think about is location on the ship. You may very well be near, above, or below something that is an element of noise. So, for example, I'm sitting right now on what is called Surfside on the Royal Caribbean Icon of the Seas. Now, this is an area where you have a balcony staterooms that face into the ship. Well, this is an area that during the day has music playing. There's a carousel right over there next to me that's playing music, and that's constantly going. If you want to take a nap at one of the in one of these rooms that's overlooking this, you will probably hear some noise during the day. And so it's something to take into account. If you buy a guarantee, you could very well be in one of these rooms. You could also very well be at the, all the way at the front of the ship or all the way at the back of the ship. And that could be an issue for people that have motion issues. A lot of times it's best to be in the center and lower. So again, these are things to take into consideration when you're booking a guarantee. Now, if you don't care where the room is, and especially if you're booking something like an interior room, it may not matter to you. You don't care where you are on the ship. And the noise issue may or may not be a problem. You could be a heavy sleeper. So that's a way for you to save some money, and that's the flip side of the guarantee. And also, as I mentioned earlier, there's a possibility that you could move up in category or even move up in the type of room that you get if they don't have a room for you. And so that's the thing to think about when you're looking at the guarantee staterooms. Now, typically, as I said, what we will do is we will almost always price a room for you where we can assign the room number for you. And that way, we can guarantee, no pun intended, that you're going to get the room that you paid for. But if you wish to go with what the industry calls a quote-unquote guarantee room, then you're kind of rolling the dice a bit, and that may or may not matter to you. But we wanted you to know why those rooms are less expensive. This is kind of our Did You Know segment, and we always try to keep you up to date on the latest terminology in the industry and also answer the question of, well, why is it that way? Why is it less expensive, or why is it that your price is a little bit higher? Well, now you have a better understanding of what exactly is a guarantee.
Thanks for listening to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. You can view the schedule of upcoming podcasts or listen to previous episodes on demand by visiting our website at premiercustomtravel.com/The Itinerary. Join us next time for another edition of The Itinerary.